KCDGU here. Yeah, we usually go around Saturday night and switch them all over. Unfortunately, most of ours aren't smart enough to automatically synchronize or change. Most of them are analog, so I don't know if there's even an easy way to do that with these. I do have a couple, like there's an IP phone in the kitchen that's synced to the internet, and I have one that I built last year that uses DSP Home and can talk to an NTP server and has a little temperature sensor that it can transmit to Home Assistant. But yeah, most of them aren't that smart though. But yeah, we go around Saturday night and switch everything over most of the time.
All right, Marco. Yeah, you know, if you think about it, the grandfather clock, the coffee maker, the oven, motorcycles, the car. There's actually, we've got a lot of them that we got to set besides the automatic ones. Have a great morning. Let's go to Marco in Waldwick, New Jersey, KC2ZMA. Good morning, Marco.
Thank you, Net Control. This is KC2ZMA. Yeah, I've been listening to you guys for a while. I actually discovered you through my star node. I have off today, so I have time to check in. You guys are pretty cool to listen to. Thank you for getting back to me. Yeah, 7 o'clock. Yeah, I do that a few on Saturday, and I do most of it on Sunday. I have some analog clocks, some quartz. I have one in each room. I have a little bit of a collection of clocks, just the cheap ones. Regular quartz movements there. Thank you for coming back to me, and have a great day, everybody. It's great listening to you guys. Back to Net. This is KC2ZMA Marco.
All right, Marco. Well, we love doing it. We enjoy it as much as you do. It's great fun. We love starting everybody's day off, and our own, for that matter. Have a great weekend. We have and Ryan and Scott, who checked in by the text line in the wings. We're ready for another round of check-ins. If you would please come twice and slowly.
November Whiskey 3 United and W3U.